Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio at www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We do a special radio show for a good friend of ours. His name is Devon. And I've spoken to Devon for a year or two about just, you know, working together and doing different things and learning a little bit more about his background. And I finally said, you know, you're doing so many very interesting things. I think a lot of people, part of our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, would like to learn a little bit about what you're doing because you have a unique perspective on many things. So there's a lot of different topics that we'd want your input on. So we call it Devon's Input. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Devon, D-E-V-O-N, if you're looking for the right spelling, you'll be able to hear this as well as different than previous radio shows. So we were talking a little bit about being an entrepreneur versus being an employee a while back relative to a lot of different things. And we want to kind of pick up a little bit more on that conversation tonight on Building Fortunes Radio. So, Devon, first of all, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you for that great introduction. And once again, audience, this is Devon's Input with Devon Warner. I want to go in or dive in a little bit about the advantages and disadvantages between employees and entrepreneurs when it comes to, you know, vocation or, you know, working for somebody in portray having your own business. And what I wanted to say is, you know, some of the advantages of being an employee, you know, you get, you know, time off, you get leave, you know, you get holidays, you get furloughs, you get sabbaticals, you get days off, you know, so that's one of the benefits of an employee in contrast to an entrepreneur. And a couple of more advantages of being an employee rather than being an entrepreneur, you know, guaranteed income. You know, the income is more, you know, more product-based, or you can say that is more guaranteed, like I just mentioned before, is more guaranteed than an entrepreneur's salary. And that's one of the aspects when you're an employee. You get a certain amount each week. It's kind of like a fixed or flat rate. You can say, for example, you can work 40 hours and get paid $20 an hour, you know, and then $800 a week, plus you have to deduct taxes, and that comes down to some, it depends how much the job takes away from you or deducts from your salary. You can make $580 or $600 after taxes, and, you know, that money is guaranteed to you every week, as long as you put in the work and put in the hours forth with that company. Another guarantee of, I shouldn't say a guarantee, excuse me there, another advantage of being an employee is of less responsibility. You have less responsibility, in particular as your role as being an employee of a employer. You know, you don't have to, you know, do the calculations for your pay. You don't have to get involved with overhead. You don't have to get involved with the kind of the whole theory of owning a business. You know, you have a certain obligation to the company, and that's to do your duties that you were assigned to when you got hired by your employer. You know, so some of the advantages of being an entrepreneur, you know, it's growth in your career. I mean, you can grow with your company, you know. You can set your own time, you know, set your own work schedule and stuff like that. And another advantage of being an entrepreneur, you're independent, you know. You don't have to follow orders from a boss, like I said in my previous, and I've said this on numerous shows already. And, you're very autonomous, you know. You don't have to work for a boss. You don't have to take orders. You don't have to take commands from a hierarchy other than yourself, you know. So you can hire and fire yourself, you know. So, and also some of the advantages of being an entrepreneur, you have flexible hours, like I just mentioned. You know, you can come in anytime. You can go and come as you please. You know, you can wake up 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If it's a brick-and-mortar business, you can just take the subway or train, or if you have a car, you can just drive to the business and just check on it probably 2 or 3 times a month, and, you know, and that could be it. But if you, some brick-and-mortar job, they have you come into that office, you know, or you can work for the office 9 to 5 until you you establish yourself there, and then after a couple of months or a couple of years on working the business, you can have somebody else do that for you, you know. So those are the advantages of being an entrepreneur, tend to in contrast with an employee, you know. And then some of the disadvantages, I would say, of being an employee, you're always dependent, you know. Dependency, you know, you're contingent with just, you know, having to rely on a paycheck each week, you know. You know, because, you know, some bosses, they can be in a foul mode, and then sometimes when they're in a foul mode, they can say stuff or do stuff, and they can be a curmudgeon or ill-tempered, and they can just pick up one day and say that, you know, you're out of here, you're fired, and that's it. You're out of work, you know. Especially if you have a family and you have kids and you have to pay rent, you have to provide for your kids, you have to, you know, if you have a mortgage, you know. So that's really rough, you know. That's why I said to myself, I want to be an entrepreneur myself, you know, rather than an employee. I'm an employee now. I work for 3 companies. I'm in the home health care industry. I work for Avita Care. I work for Preferred Home Care, and I work for All Heart Home Care. You know, they're in the same industry. So I'm a home health agent now, and, you know, it's rough for me because, you know, they say stuff to me sometimes where, you know, I'll say, okay, I hear what you're saying. But, you know, to me, it's very frustrating to me because I have to deal with listening to them. You have to take orders, you know, you have to punch in sometimes, and sometimes when you punch in or you clock in, you know, the HHA app, which is the home health aid app, doesn't work, and you have to electronically send in your timesheet to them, and it's just a big hassle, you know. So, you know, I was saying to myself, well, why should I go through this hassle? I've been working since I was 19 years old, and, you know, at the time, I didn't have that entrepreneurial mindset at the time for starting my own business at 19, but, you know, I learned through the years of, you know, I you know, how do you say it? I improved my resume each time I worked, you know, little by little, you know. First, I was a porter, then I worked at FedEx, and FedEx is a place where, you know, some people with disabilities like myself, and I worked there, and then I used to go to different places or different boroughs in New York City, like Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and I used to give people mails and letters, you know. I was a carrier and stuff like that, so I got paid less than $8 an hour, you know, which is, you know, I was going to say, that's nothing, you know. That's like poverty level compared. But at the time, that was minimum wage, you know, at that time in 2004. And then, you know, I increased my resume. I went to finish college, got my master's degree, and then I moved on. But anyway, going back, another disadvantage of being an employee is limited income. Now, limited income means you're at a fixed income. You know, you don't get more, or you don't get any. For some jobs, you know, big salary, you get commission, but usually I don't work commission. I don't like commission jobs at all. I know being an entrepreneur, some jobs are commission, you know, but I don't like working for commission myself, you know, because, you know, it's not guaranteed money, and, you know, limited income, you know, is a base salary you get every week, a fixed income, so you get no higher or lower than that amount each week, and job security, you know, job security, like I mentioned before, is the advantage of being an employee, you know, job security, how secure is your job, you know. It could be a plethora or excessive ways you can lose your job. You know, you can lose your job because you can get injured. You can lose your job because the company is going in a different direction. You can lose your job because they said you did something negative or egregious on the job, and it doesn't have to be your fault, and you still get fired, you know. So there's different ways you can get fired from a position, you know. So that's one thing I, you know, don't like as being an employee. Another thing is a disadvantage of being an entrepreneur is stress. There's no guaranteed income. Now, you can be an entrepreneur and have three businesses, and it can take months and years. I shouldn't say years, maybe two or three. I would say about 18 months to 24 months before some businesses accumulate revenue. You know, so you have to deal with that. You have to wait some business a year and a half to 2 years to accumulate revenue. You know, and that's the way business are. For some businesses, if you're an entrepreneur, you have to invest in money. I mean, you have to invest in the company. You know, you need seed money. So that's another disadvantage. You have to accumulate or save up money, retain money from whatever place, or get a business loan or from the Small Business Administration. You know, that's another way. And long work hours. Like I mentioned before, some entrepreneurs, they have to work in the office and brick and mortar themselves. So they're not free. For some people are not free to work as they choose, you know, even though they're entrepreneurs, they have to still work in the business and have the same hours as an employee, you know. And financial stability, you know, financial stability is another aspect, you know. How long can you retain that business that you're doing, you know? Can you retain for 1 year? Can you retain for 5 years? Can you retain for 10 years, can you retain it for 20, 30 years? So that's another situation. Another situation is the risk going in alone. You know, you can have a business, and that's why I said a partnership is a good idea for doing a business. You know, partnership is a great idea. Doing business alone is a risk to it. You know, if you're doing business for the first time, I suggest to speak with a lawyer in that field of the product that you're selling. I just want to cut off myself for a second. I want to ask Peter, what is his personal viewpoint on between entrepreneur and employees? What are the advantages and disadvantages that he thinks, or the pros and cons of each of those entities? Peter?
Excellent. Well, we'll do this. Let's take a little commercial break first, and then we're going to go through my or some of my experiences. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Schneverglies.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingus here with Devon. And Devon, I'm going to mute your line out just because there's a little bit of crackling sound on your side. I'm going to open you back up when I'm finished talking, so I muted you out just a second. Okay, so my experience was from my experience. When I was a college student and a high school student, sometimes I had jobs paid by the hour. So they were secure, meaning if I worked 4 hours a day, I would be paid X amount of money. And I could guarantee that if they promised me 15 hours or 20 hours a week, that was great and guaranteed income. When I say great, it was great because it was guaranteed income when I was in high school and college. There was a time where I was my own entrepreneur, meaning employer, when I was a clammer out on the Great South Bay. Great South Bay is a body of water in between Long Island and Fire Island. And as a clammer, a shell fisherman, you might call him or her, I would go out and dig clams and then sell them to the boat to sell them to the local fisheries or the local seafood markets. So if you knew where B&B Seafood was on Montauk Highway, the boats that I used to sell to, or I'm sorry, the trucks that I used to sell to used to be there, and I had my own boat. So sometimes I learned that the same 4 hours, if I put it in on the water digging clams, I might be able to make more money than I might by working at ShopRite, which is the grocery store, or Narragansett Inn, which is setting up catering tables. So one of the things that I enjoyed is sometimes being an entrepreneur pays more. Now I had my expenses. I just had to worry about my boat, right? You say, oh, forgot about that one, Peter. Oh, yeah, that's right. What about the gas to get out there? Oh, yeah, that's right. What about the oil for the boat? What about the paint for the boat? What about the all the other things for the boat? What about the tongs, which was the equipment used to dig? I'm like, you know, you're right. So you got to balance all that stuff out. Even though you might be able to make more money, you have to remember there's more expenses. So that was my introduction to being an entrepreneur versus being maybe an employee. If you're looking for stability, I didn't have to worry about the weather when I was inside at ShopRite, but I would have to worry about the weather when I was over at the Great South Bay. I wouldn't have to worry about maybe being bitten by something or eaten by something. So there were different dangers. So there's levels of security and income. There's sometimes levels of security personally, you know, maybe even mentally. But there was a few other things that I kind of enjoyed by being an entrepreneur is as long as I was willing to work, I was willing to work. So if I would have went there, just sit down and kind of take a tan and listen to Howard Stern on the radio instead of digging my clams, I would have made far less money. But I was a worker. So if you're a performer, like if you know you're always working, then probably being paid on performance is a good thing in certain areas. So for me as a clammer, it was good because I wasn't hurt. I was still young. I could, you know, learn how to use the tongs for 4 or 6 or 8 hours straight. And I worked my tail off because I was working for me. And that was just kind of like the way it was. And I was not a procrastinator. So if you're the right mindset, sometimes being an employer mentality and having that, let's say, not so much of a safety net, some instances, not all, trust me, you would maybe be better off. And the reason why I say not all is during the winters, my clam boat would sink because if I didn't take it out of the winter and it would get, you know, maybe I'd go to college and it would get a slow leak or something else like that, and then I have to worry about repairing the motor. So there are a whole bunch of other things that you just didn't have to worry about when you're working at ShopRite, which is the grocery store. So there's that kind of concept. So you weigh, if you will, security. So let's say it like that. Now, there's another thing, responsibility. Now, I'm not ever suggesting that employees are irresponsible. That's not the case. It's just the degree of different things that they might be responsible for is the responsibility thing that I'm going to talk about now. So if you're running a business, you're responsible maybe for keeping the websites up, if there's a website, keeping the doors locked or not locked, or alarms going, inventory, research and development, stock management, all that other sort of stuff, you're responsible for a lot of those things if you're an employer. If you're an employee, if you were to ask me about a lot of the things that I just mentioned relative to ShopRite, I'd say that was out of my league, man. I didn't even have to worry about that. That was outside of my lane. They wanted to make sure that I could stock the shelves, line up the cans the right way, and all those types of things, you know, make sure I treat customers, if I ever interacted with customers the right way, other employees the right way. Basically, I stayed in a certain lane, and I performed my job, so I was very responsible. I just didn't have as many responsibilities. The other thing, too, is when I was peace of mind, if you will, or the ability to leave your work behind you. As an employer or an employer, many times you're living it. So you're thinking about it all the time. If you're an employee, many times you can leave it behind. So I'll just use an example. My son, who I have a huge level of respect for, is a school teacher, and he does a lot of great things with the kids at school. He's a music teacher, something that he really loves to do. He also does chorus, and he's over in Colorado, part of the union, if you will, in Colorado. And he had a chance to come out this weekend to visit my daughter, whose birthday it was. So he was able to jump on a plane on Friday, surprise her at the airport, probably took a work day off, like a sick day, which you're allowed to for personal days. I think he said he has 9 for the year. So he was able to use one of those 9 to be able to see my daughter, come out, and then he flew back today, which was Monday, and probably took a personal day for that as well. So two out of the nine were done doing those types of things. He didn't have to ask anybody. He was able to do it. And the one thing that he didn't have to worry about was any of those kids. I didn't see him worry about checking emails, answering texts, worried about doing a whole bunch of those other things. So as far as peace of mind, he didn't have to worry about them the same way an employer has to, quote-unquote, worry about a lot of things. Now, did he think about them? I bet you he did. He's a good teacher. Did he maybe do a little bit of work on his own? That's the kind of kid he is. He's not a kid anymore. That's the kind of person that he is. So the question would be, is what's best for you? My experiences don't help you at all. It might help give you some guidance. You know, the same thing with Devon. His situation might be totally different than mine at different ages in my life. Remember, when I was in my teens and 20s and 30s, I was bulletproof, man. I mean, that's what my mentality was. I was physically fit. I was mentally sharp. I had no real anchors to worry about things. I had a family life that was doing okay. I had gotten married, had a couple of kids, had the pressures of doing all those types of things as well. I was on top of my game. No physical challenges, no mental challenges. I mean, lots of people say I'm mental. But the reality is no mental challenges, no physical challenges, no outside challenges. I was at the top of my game, and I recognize that, so that's why I went for it. So if you're at that level, maybe you should be in a position where you can maximize your earnings by maybe being compensated a little bit more by being on commission or performance. But for someone like myself maybe now, where if I had to enter the job market again with having glaucoma, less ability to drive around and do a lot of other things, maybe now the security of steady hours, regular paycheck, all those types of things, maybe insurance, different benefits, all those types of things might be different. So what I'm going to suggest for anybody listening in, if you're planning on getting old like I am, I'm 59 now, can't believe it, but if you're planning on getting old, you're probably going to go through different chapters of your life, and don't be naive. Don't think that wherever you are now is where you're always going to be. There's going to be different and various things that happen in your particular life. But pick whichever is best for you at that time. And then if you can, my helpful advice for those entrepreneurs that are here, if you can, if you're at the point in your life where all the things line up like it did for me in my 20s and 30s, go for it, man. Just go for it. Because you don't want to limit your income with the security of a standard paycheck if it's lower than what your potential is. So that's one of the things I'm going to mention, and then turn it over back to Devon. So, Devon, here we go. Back to you, Devon.
Okay, Pia, thank you so much. I just want to spend 2 or 3 minutes talking about perhaps I have a cousin in Florida. I'm not going to say his name. You know, he has his own business. I mentioned to you, I think one of my first or second shows, He has a barber shop, and he also has a real estate business, and he also has a couple of restaurants, and he's doing real for himself, but he started at a real early age. I mean, he was like 20 years old when he first got his barber shop up and running. So, you know, he started, you know, very young, and his brother, which is my cousin, he's also an entrepreneur. He's an adjuster. So, you know, they have that mentality of not working for people and things like that. Like I said, some people can't do business. You know, I know some people who can't be entrepreneurs because they don't know or don't have that intuition, or they don't have that functionality of being an entrepreneur. They just don't. And somebody can teach you to be an entrepreneur, but if you don't have, how would you say, that instilled in you at a certain age, it may not work out for the better, you know. Like I said, they can teach you to be an entrepreneur, but you have to know a couple of stuff or things or a couple of, how would I say it, you have to know things for yourself, I should say. You can't just you teach everything. You have to be intuitive. You have to have your own gut feeling about investments and stuff like that. So, you know how to handle or not to handle risk. You know how to avoid doing bad investments or bad deals with a particular company or organization. So, you know, just to end the show a little bit, you know, my first job I had, like I mentioned before, as a porter at Pathmark, you know, I was kind of unhappy at that job. It was happy. I worked for the job for about 4 to 5 days, and then all of a sudden, the customers were laughing at me. You know, all of them was laughing at me, and, you know, what's going on here? And then the boss was laughing at me, and I don't know if that was symptoms of what was yet to come, was my schizophrenia or being paranoid. But then, you know, everybody was laughing at me. Every time I would come to work, everybody would laugh at me. I don't know what I would do wrong. You know, all I did was put cans on the shelves. I would dump stuff in the garbage disposal or the dumpster. I would mop floors, or I would sweep and stuff like that, and they were laughing at me. And then one day I was called to the office, and the boss told me that, do you need this job? So I said, yes, I need a job. She said, you're getting feedback from my colleagues that, you know, I'm not working as hard as they are. I was doing 5,000 hours at the time. I was working 20 hours a week. And he said, you know, this is the first time I had to talk to you, so don't let it happen again. And I was kind of frustrated at the time with him. And I asked him who was telling him that. He said that I'm not saying any names or nothing like that. So, you know, and they would continue laughing. I worked for the job for 3 weeks, and, you know, I got fed up, and I quit the job. You know, they didn't fire me. I quit. You know, I got fed up with being accused or not working hard or being laughed at. You know, I didn't have to take that, and I was in college, and I was a freshman in college. So that's why I just want to close the show and say that my mindset is be an entrepreneur, don't take orders or from anybody, be in command of your own destiny. And I'm going to leave you with that, and thank you so much for Devon's, joining Devon's show, and thank you for so much, Peter, and I would like to close the show right now. I'll talk to you next week, everybody. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thanks, Devon. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.